Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. Now, tomorrow they are finally here. We missed them last year. I'm talking about the wonderful community event that is the Orange Carols by Candlelight, and they're happening tomorrow around about 7 p.m. in the North Court. And joining us online, she's a lady I get to have a bit of fun with once a year, and it is at this Christmas Carols event. It's Donna Riles from the Orange Regional Conservatorium. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Neil, and to listeners.
Look, this is going to be fantastic once again, and yourself with Orange City Council pulled together a fantastic program of events.
Indeed. It is one of those lovely family events that you can come along to, bring a picnic blanket and a chair and enjoy being outside. We're hoping that the weather will be fine, of course, but the North Court area is where we traditionally hold the carols, and we're looking forward to doing it again after a run of not having them for a while through COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, the space is a little different. You were out there earlier this week doing a bit of a site inspection with the new extensions to the gallery there. It must feel a little different up on stage.
It will feel a bit different, Neil. A little more enclosed, but I think that will make us all feel a little more intimate together. So the performers and our audiences will enjoy that intimacy, I think. And so we'll make the most of the situation. It's a little bit different, but come along and enjoy it anyway. I think we have to register online to attend. But look, the usual culprits will be there, and we're really looking forward to being able to share singing together. Out in the open. So the wonderful Knobbles Highland Pipe Band will introduce the evening for us, and then the beautiful City of Orange Brass Band will perform a couple of carols that we'll invite the audience to sing along to. And then Colour City Dance Works will be attending with some really wonderful music and colourful dance on to please, visually pleasing, beautiful. They're always great fun to watch the dancers really rock us away to Christmas, and then we'll have a couple of soloists perform, and of course more carol singing together. So it'll be a really fun night, all finishing by 9 o'clock, just as the sun is setting.
Yeah, it really is. It's great. And look, it could be a little wet under your seat, as it were. So if you are bringing a picnic blanket, make sure you put something under that just to keep you a little dry throughout the night, because as we all know, there's been plenty of rain about. Now, look, with the COVID situation at the moment, you do need to get your tickets through Eventbrite, though.
That's correct, yeah. As soon as you can get them and as soon as we can establish, the area that we need to cordon off, and then, of course, come as soon as you can to get the best spot out the front and enjoy listening to Neil lead us through the evening of wonderful carol singing as the sun sets over Orange.
Yeah, it's just such a special event. I'm thrilled. I'm honoured to be able to host it each and every year. And we'll be doing it again tomorrow in the North Court. Donna, I look forward to catching up with you once again. Thank you very much for your time this morning on the show.
Thanks, Neil.